In San Francisco, workers are finally beginning the process of installing a suicide prevention barrier on the Golden Gate Bridge. The bridge is tall and publicly accessible, with a pedestrian walkway and a railing that is easy to hop over. That has made it a popular destination for suicide. Since the bridge was built in 1933, an estimated 1,700 bodies have been pulled from the water below. And while thousands have been talked down, fewer than 30 people have been known to survive the fall. From Here Now contributor KQED, Jessica Plachek reports on the new prevention barrier.
Today marks the beginning of the end of suicides on the Golden Gate Bridge.
Kimberly Renee Gamboa lost her 18-year-old son when he jumped off the bridge 4 years ago. She spoke at a ceremony commemorating the start of work on the barrier.
Soon, no family will experience the devastation and tragedy of a suicide on the Golden Gate Bridge. Thank you.
Advocacy from friends and family of those who've jumped are part of why the barrier is being put up.
The suicide deterrent system, or net as it's commonly referred to, is a hard mesh stainless steel platform.
This is Priya David Clemens, a spokesperson for the Golden Gate Bridge Highway and Transportation District.
So it's 20 feet down from the sidewalk, and it extends out 20 feet over the ocean.
Clemens says the steel won't be visible from afar, and views from the bridge will be unchanged. But
if someone jumps or falls into it, they're going to break a bone, they're going to bruise themselves.
But they're not likely to die, and Clemens says that's the point.
People come to the bridge thinking they're going to have a painless death. It is not a painless death.
When someone jumps off the Golden Gate Bridge, they'll usually hit the water at around 75 miles per hour, often suffering from blunt force trauma before they drown.
It's a horrible death.
Bridge Captain Lisa Licati oversees a patrol team that helped talk down 184 potential jumpers last year.
Some officers actually take people off the sidewalk two or three times in their shift, different people, and so it does weigh on people. We have a very close-knit group.
So why did it take so long to build something that could save so many lives? Eve Meyer is executive director of San Francisco Suicide Prevention.
Our agency has been fighting for a deterrent for close to 50 years.
Meyer says the net was only approved after officials were assured the bridge wouldn't look different. She also attributes it to the fact that public opinion on suicide has shifted.
We have had an attitude that somehow these people deserved to die.
Another obstacle to getting a barrier, skeptics wondered why $211 million should be spent on the Golden Gate Bridge net, thinking if people couldn't kill themselves there, they'd just do it somewhere else.
There was a study at the University of California that showed that they didn't, that 10 years later, people who had been taken off the bridge were still alive or had died of natural causes. People who came to the bridge at night, when the doors were closed, did not run out into traffic and kill themselves by having a car hit them. They went home.
This month, a temporary barrier will go up to protect workers taking measurements below the walkways. The project is expected to be completed in 2021. For Here and Now, I'm Jessica Plachek in San Francisco.